Yeah, it's your boy Preston. We tune into We Love Hip Hop. You know how we rap, man. Mr. Nana Nana Nana, man.
We Love Hip Hop.
You guys got Roadrunner in the house, NGG in the building. You guys are watching We Love Hip Hop.
Y'all know the drill, man. We over here. We Love Hip Hop. This is the place you need to come to get everything you need to know about what's happening right here in the city. I'm your dude, Ricochet, Flow 93.5, Made in Toronto Takeover.
We Love Hip Hop.
Ya tu sabes, this is Messia. We Love Hip Hop 905 that way.
What's going on, people? It's Flash Johnson, aka Mr. Movies Only, aka Mr. London Canada. And the only thing you need to watch when you're in the city and even outside the city, because I'll be watching it, is We Love Hip Hop.
We Love Hip Hop.
You know it's Massey under my beat, and we're tuning to We Love Hip Hop.
You already know what it is, man. Big Apple checking in, man. We Love Hip Hop. Huh, come on, man. We love it, man. We love hip hop. You better love it.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart. And in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah. All right. Let's get this shit started.
Right.
Got a track from Chromita. Track is called Let's Go.
Ooh. Stop this.
Jeez. I don't even have my sound effects up right now.
Is this a new track since the diss track?
No,
this is a little older. This is my shit.
Episode 202. Let's go.
I won't be stuck in poverty. I won't.
Hey.
Let's go.
Let's go, let's go. Jeez. Come on, YouTube. You're going to play with me today? Come on, YouTube.
YouTube's dissing?
Dissing, fam.
Oh, family, it's a diss thing, man. That's so damn YouTube, fix up. Fix up, look sharp.
Peace. Hey. Episode 202.
In his face, his biggest record ain't better than my throwaway. I celebrate, but I really could say anything. Try to get rid of the dot, bullets riddling, bullets riddling. Hot, yeah, it's crazy. Bullets riddling, bullets hot, yeah, they blazing. Bullets hit his back, run Ricky, but we chase him. They used to call me Rico, now I'm serving crack to Jason.
Jeez. So we are buck. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast Friday, Ricky Dread, aka Media Rick, aka More Fire. And across the table from me.
Oh, it's me, PK Herc. It done. No, let me work. Let me roll my blunt. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Smokey the Bear, Paul Bunyan. Let's get it done. Big up Toronto. Big up all of the people in the city that are here getting through this pandemic.
Yay, yay! Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And
see what you did there.
Hold your head. Hold your head up. You know, there may be some restrictions, but it's not mandatory. But yeah. So big up the usual suspects. Spoiled Smokers Collective, Free People Association, Hot Toronto. Yeah, Toronto, hot. Where the heart is measured, but where the vision is measured by heart. There we go. Beast mode, if I didn't say it. Carpio strength and conditioning. Mode? You know, foreign speed, my gym. Six views uncut. Six views. Clear Star Studios. You know what I'm saying? Friday, the fucking sober MC. You know what I mean? Who did am I missing here? I don't know. I'm probably missing somebody. Yo, Six Socks. Nice. Complex Minds. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple more shout outs, but I'll get to them at the end of the show.
Same.
So yeah, episode 202. So we are do. Episode 202. Slew for slew. You understand? But yeah, I don't know where I went with that.
PK Herc in the building.
It's me, PK Herc. That's the work.
Gutsy Guts, what you saying?
Nothing, just Daya, your boy Gutsy Guts. Shout out to people, man. Make sure you go check out episode 27, Six Views Uncut. Me and the boy Friday just chopped it up. We were padding out there. Shout out everybody listening. Shout out the members. Shout out the subscribers. Facto. Comment gang strong. I'm amped still. My belly hurt a little bit, but I'm amped. I'm super amped. So run if I don't guts. Really show it in like the facial, it's because my belly's burning.
And I got one more shout out. Alizé? Is that what Alizé talks?
Yes, sir.
Zaylinks.
Zaylinks, there you go.
New episode out right now.
I see what you did there. Okay, all right.
Play on words.
All right, cool. Yeah, so
episode three.
Episode four.
Four,
right?
Yeah.
Big shout out to Rodeo Promo.
Really dope conversation there. That was a good one. But yeah, just shout out the whole team, man. The whole platform. Shout out to Empress. Empress, Raheel. Just everybody that's rocking with us, you know? Everybody across, over the border. Just anywhere. As long as you're rocking with us, subscribing with us, liking us, disliking us. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Same.
All of our Spotify and all platform listeners.
I wish I could, like, say other things, but, you know. We'll save it.
Loud him. Gucci Gooch, what you saying?
Gang.
Jeez.
Shout out to the team, man. You know what I mean? They just making me smile, B. But yo, shout out to the supporters. You already know. You guys rock with us. You guys are gang. When I say gang, when I say Gucci, y'all say gang.
Hold on. What's the rapper?
Supporters, yo, trust me, man. We got something special for you guys. Tune in. Big up to everybody around the world rocking with us. UK, America. Trust me, you're going to see us soon. We're going to come over there soon ourselves. You know what I mean? But yeah, you already know. Gucci, gang.
Gucci's. Oh, and today, yo, I like that. I like that energy.
Yeah, he's getting used to that. Yeah. They feeling the kid. They feeling me. You know what I'm saying? I knew they was feeling me. I knew it. Now the numbers show it.
I want to send also a big set of shout outs to the listeners, like Herc was saying, all the people who are listening to us on SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, also on to our listeners in India on JioSaavn. That's a podcast listening platform that's apparently super popular in India. I was doing some research because I see that they're the second highest listeners country-wise
to Canadian hip hop.
In our analytics, in general.
Okay.
It's Canada, then India.
Jeez.
Yo, they got a big flipping population.
Yeah.
You understand? Their population is humongous.
Yeah.
So even if 1% of them is tuning in, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So big up yourself, India. And we're Swiss too, no? Big up Switzerland. You know, big up the UK, like Gucci was saying. Big up Canada. Big up yourself, Europe. Big up wherever.
London, Ontario rocks with us heavy too.
London, Ontario.
Big shout out to London. Also, I want to shout out to Birdie, who I bumped into on Yonge Street. I want to send him a quick shout out. We took a quick flick up on Yonge Street. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you, homie.
Facto.
Quick ad here before we get into the Wagwans of the Wagwans.
Wagwan in, fam.
Got something from Sovereign here. Big shouts to Sovereign. They're a proud sponsor of the We Love Hip Hop podcast. They got very dope CBD products out there. You can get clothing, all types of stuff from them. But with them right now, if you want to get a discount going on right now from the We Love Hip Hop podcast, hit up their website.
The Mr. Green.
TheMrGreen.ca. I had a brain fart for a second. TheMrGreen.ca, and then use the code WeLoveHipHop, and you'll be able to get 10% off. See?
I want my discount, Kyle.
I want my 10%.
I want my 10%, bro.
Yeah, man. shout out to Sovereign, and shout out to the gentleman that who said that quote. We got a presser interview in the vault.
Talk the things.
See, it's only okay for him to let it out the vault.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care. As long as he let it out, I'm cool with it.
I never said we were. Hey, it wasn't no secret. It's on the gram. Hey, like that new gun
shot. Did it for the gram. Yeah, it was a good
talk. We can't hold it, fam. Like, yeah, we might as well just get into it. Please.
Nigga, we posted the picture on the gram.
People, I know, but still.
I haven't been on the gram.
But posting it on the gram is different from potting about it. So let's just tell the people we just had an amazing interview. Yeah. People, when it drops, make sure you like, dislike, comment. Yo.
Yeah,
damn.
It was dope.
That way.
Yeah. Big shout to Pressa. He's over there in his studio down there in LA, or his home studio. You know what I'm saying?
In LA.
Yeah, man. It was very, a very dope interview, man. We got to find out a lot about what's going on with him. You know, not like the generic, hey, you know, do you know Drake and not that type of bullshit. Like, you know, we got to really get in depth with him. So
facts.
Shout out to him for also being super candid with us.
You know, I know we don't want to shout her out, but even the conversation we had before the friggin' interview started was dope.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah, yeah. No. Shout out to his publicist. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And all those people over at Sony.
I'm not the only one that rolls their blunts. Like, you see what I'm saying? I'm not the only one, bro. You see, even Preston's like, yeah, okay, so Wagwan G. Yeah, you understand? So let me work. You understand? Man. But yeah, big up. That's big, yo.
Yeah. That's a legendary interview. So look out for that dropping real, real soon on the channel.
Novocaine Press.
Don't make me take it out the mud and throw it in your face. Casanova.
Jeez. He's done.
Yeah, he got denied bail. The FBI said that there was drug dealing happening. They did a search warrant on his DMs as well as his iCloud.
Yeah. Really quick, we got to give Friday a point too. I don't know if you guys caught that. I gave him a point over on the weekend at 6 Views because he did call it. Like, yo, by the time we're filming this, the man's going to be arrested.
He said arrested.
Or turning himself
in. We said the best bet for him to do is to turn himself in. But it was like, oh, catch me if you can. If he's doing the race, you were wrong. He turned himself in.
Yeah. No. Well, it's crazy because, like, he's fried, fam.
Bro, how's he going to... He couldn't have... Even if he wanted, he's too famous to do the race like that, bro. Like...
No, but in the DM, they're saying...
Yeah.
Drug he's like, sales, yo, go bro. Drop this over here and go drop... What?
Really, bro? Allegedly. Allegedly, yeah.
Allegedly, they got the DMs. They got the receipts.
iCloud.
They got the receipts.
If you're in the iCloud, they pretty much have everything. Because that's your phone. Like, that's
made a chill go up my spine.
Bro, you need a code. You have to sign into them things.
Not if the police get your iCloud, fam, they don't need no blood clot code.
Boy, them. I'm saying Casanova, the man has to sign into the cloud.
Yeah, well,
so you know that's you're basically signing into fucking inform on yourself. You sign into the cloud to send message to your brothers like, yeah, go take the pack here and bring it over there.
But they're sorry to cut you, but they're not thinking that. You know what I'm saying? They're not thinking like, yo, the iCloud is probably personal, and you know what I'm saying? They're like. They're probably thinking like I would Snapchat, how we always talk about, yo, when you send whatever on Snapchat, it deletes. They're probably thinking the same thing with iCloud and then getting screwed over.
So it's encrypted.
So they're not even thinking that.
This is a weird era of trafficking, bro. Facts. That's all I'm saying.
Niggas are telling people on the gram, bro.
This is a different era of trafficking, okay?
Sending fleets.
It really is going down. In the DMs.
Traps in the fleets.
Traps in the fleets.
Look at my boy.
It's a whole other level.
But look at my boy. So we got Casanova, drug dealing.
Yeah.
Then we got G Herbo for fraud. Right? And what's happening? It's going down in the DMs. Yo, send me the numbers, fam. So the man is texting, sending DMs, sending Instagram, their bogus card, allegedly. Right? But this is what they're going down for. Then who? What's the next you? They just
somebody
just
got
next?
Nobody. Somebody else got recently.
Yo,
too.
Young boy. No, what's it? Not young boy. Sorry, flipping hoodie. Is it the hoodie?
Ace Boogie with the hoodie.
Ace Boogie with the hoodie.
Mad Burners and all
The hip hop police aren't playing in 2020. He said, "Oh, you thought the vid was hard, huh? The bid's down. Gonna be harder."
It goes down in the DM.
Yo,
for real.
Bid is gonna be harder. Yeah. You guys thought the vid was hard? You guys can't listen to the vid? Okay, how about you listen to the bid? That's what's popping right now. These niggas, they're just arresting niggas left, right, and center, bro.
Yeah, that Ace Boogie one is like fresh off the press, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same thing we were talking about, too. Again, shout out 6 Views Uncut. Mm-hmm. Like, is there really, like, the hip-hop police is just popping back up? Like, is it a thing where they're just...
Bro, they...
I guess they took a little on, you know, and they were like...
It was like, oh, they must have forgot.
They came with that fucking what's his name, the boxer there,
Roy Jones.
Oh, they must have forgot. Y'all must have forgot that we out here still, eh? Y'all flossing too much paper. Y'all fucking clout chasing too much. You guys want it? Okay, let's see whose money's long. And that's what happened.
You know another video that got brought up too?
Remember everybody, get on your feet. Don't agree. You know what? I guess y'all must have forgot.
Now it's Jordan tipped his toe, no? Forgot.
This man's punching into water.
Workout, bro.
Sorry.
But yo, remember the Casanova video when he was talking about, yo, no COVID. We outside still. And da 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 da. That was probably another thing that brought attention to him. He was like, all right, cool. You guys are not following instructions? All right, let's watch you guys. Let's see what you're outside for then.
That sounds just like the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like the way that he be investigating these guys.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot that the hip hop police is real.
They got no love for niggas, yo. You know what I'm saying? Also, Vlad TV, they're trying to blame, or not they, because like no authorities are actually trying to blame them. The internets are trying to say that Vlad TV interviews with Casanova, that the feds are using that. The feds are not using that.
Even if they are, it's not Vlad talking about his stuff. It's Casanova. If Casanova did say anything to incriminate himself. When you get into interviews, you do not have to say anything.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, yeah, we did this, we did that, we whatever. You can keep your mouth shut or just say, I don't want to answer.
No comment.
Yeah.
Kick rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it moving. I'm not here for that.
Yeah. I'm not the huge, biggest Vlad fan, but I hate when people bring that up. Like, oh, Vlad's an informant, Vlad's this and that and the third. I mean,
but what if he was, though?
I mean, if he is, he is, but you can't say it off his interviews.
No, and also there's other interviews that they can also use. They're just not bringing those ones up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Vlad right now...
He's the guy to blame. And
people are mad at him also because still with Farrakhan, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he still has that backlash.
Well, right? They were calling for a boycott. That's what this new internet backlash is trying to say.
Because they're basically saying, yo, I don't know the man. I don't watch his interviews. But what you're saying is he's basically getting rich off of fucking these interviews. Yeah, he's not paying the people. You know what I'm saying? He's just reaping the rewards of the views. What did he make, like $3 million last year or 20 million or some shit they said he made? I can't remember the number they said he made, but I know it was in the M's.
Yeah.
It was in the M's. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I'll come to Vlad's defense because I fuck with Vlad. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you, Vlad. Anytime you do an interview on this platform, whatever you're doing just goes up like crazy. And I've heard people come back to his platform and be like, yo, that last thing, since I did that, I booked this, 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 and this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because like you're in front of like millions of eyes, especially if people react to the video, to the interview clips well. You know what I'm saying? So it's a mutually beneficial type of like, you know, gain. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They might not be getting the same amount of money as him, but they can if they get gigs. Sell more records.
I don't think that's ever the issue. I think people don't mind going to Vlad. It's what happens when you go to Vlad and then...
Don't fucking incriminate yourself.
Well, that's the problem. Niggas incriminate themselves. Soulja Boy did one of the most infamous freaking interviews talking about, pow, 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 pow. You didn't have to do all that, fam. You know what I'm saying? Shot that nigga. Pow, pow.
Then I went up to that nigga.
I
took the mask off. I was like, oh, shit, I know this nigga. Shot that nigga again.
Pow.
He was like,
like, you don't. You're incriminating. Like, that, as funny as that was. Like, if the feds wanted to be like, fam, Soulja Boy, what the fuck are you doing, B? You're giving us the whole story?
Yeah.
Facts.
No, but even, okay, on the other side, sometimes he does ask leading questions.
Yeah, but you're supposed to know how to, where, okay, a man leads you somewhere, you're supposed to know how to divert that.
Yeah.
You know how you know, like, Mayweather dodges a punch?
Mm.
Huh, hold that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'll show you something. One of the best Vlad things before we get into
I might say one of the best Vlads.
Yeah, one of the best answers you ever got from that you ever seen on a Vlad interview.
Really quick, shout out Freddy, shirt. Shirt game hard.
All right, here we go. Pee Wee Longway. Welcome to Vlad TV.
Hey, man, what's happening, Vlad?
I mean, we got shout one of the hottest dudes Longway in Atlanta right now. Congrats on everything.
It is what it is.
I mean, you've been putting in some work.
Trying my best, man. You know, I ain't gonna let up. Like no time soon. Older brother.
Or his uncle.
He used to chill with like Migos.
You sound like someone who's been rapping for a long time. Like now, I assume there's a Crip thing going on.
Nah, just Night Color.
Just a nice color.
Night Color.
Yeah.
No Crippin' going
on. No, nothing. No Night Color. Just the scene. Things in the scenes, man.
All right, I think we got enough. Best answer on Vlad TV ever, fam.
I just go back what you said. Like Pee Wee Longway, not the biggest name. That's a mill.
Oh yeah.
On the interview.
Yeah.
And not like again, not the biggest name that you would know about, but going on Vlad, that's gonna give
Vlad
some
does
attention.
Numbers though.
Nigga got almost 5 million subscribers, fam.
And it was a viral freaking interview too. So
yeah,
that helped.
That was a moment, though, and he always references back to that when he says he asks a question, you don't have to answer it. He references back to that interview.
Of course, he's going to reference back. That's going to be his saving grace.
Mm-hmm. Fam, if Tory came here right now, we're going to ask him if he shot Meg.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, who's not going to ask him, did you shoot it? Like, that's up to him to answer it, yes or no.
Hence why he's not doing no interviews.
So what happened was, did you shoot it or not? Well, no. Did you shoot her or
yes
not?
Yes or no,
yeah,
nigga.
No, not beating her. Nah,
I thought we were here to talk about our music.
That's going to be the name of the episode.
But yeah, no, like at the end of the day, it's true, though. Like you're going to ask one or two certain questions. You don't have to answer it. Mm-hmm. You're not obligated. You can be like, you know what? Like I said earlier, next. Like even one of our... I think one of the best answers we had came from Nana Goody. You were asking, she's like, nah, next, no airplay. Simple.
Yeah.
Simple. Straight to the point. Nah, no airplay, next. Okay, all right.
Shut that down real quick.
Okay, thank you. You understand what I'm saying? And like, that's one of the realest answers ever. So what about, no airplay, all right, next. And okay. All right, let's get on to the next question.
Yeah. So, no, it's not like we're... And Vlad, I don't want to speak for him, but I feel like he kind of feels... He must feel the same just as media. We're not going to be offended if it's like, nah, no. I don't want to answer that question. Can we move on? It's not like I'm like, what do you mean you don't want to answer that question? Like,
that's it. The interview's done. Terminate this shit right now.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, we ain't doing that.
Nobody's ever done that, fam. Well, people have done that, but not us.
Yeah. We're not fucking walking out like Bad and Bougie. What? I wasn't on Bad and Bougie. Who said I wasn't on Bad and Bougie? We're not doing that. We're not walking off the set here. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Or the flip side, Tax Stone. Oh, you don't want to answer none of my questions? Get the hell out of here, nigga.
Classic. Also very classic material.
Or, don't tell me what to ask you in my interviews. Oh, we can terminate the interview right now. All right, then we do that. Fine. Ebro.
Oh, yeah. Kodak Black.
Right?
Yeah.
Yo, he said what? All right, we just shut this shit down right now. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, Ebro kind of had a little bit of a hissy fit right there.
Yep.
Because he got paged by Kodak Black.
Yeah. He's like, I can't let this young man just
I can't let this guy page me on my show.
Nah. Oh, shout out to Ebro. Well, shout out to Casanova.
Hold your head, man.
Shout
everybody
out to Vlad. You know what I'm saying?
G Herbo. All those guys that are in, just hold your head, and I hope you guys,
Yo, the funny thing with G Herbo, to get back on G Herbo,
they
kept saying, and he got two luxury dogs.
No, designer dogs.
Yeah, designer dogs. It's like, yo, that was like, it's like, what, a nigga can't have dogs?
A Gucci dog and a Fendi dog.
We find
out
you got dogs out there, Gucci.
Gucci, what's a designer dog?
Dolce.
No, what is a designer dog?
Honestly, like one of those exotic dogs that has like different eyes. Like, you know, like some rare dog
designer
that you
dog
can't see. Like, rare? You know, like, that costs like $5,000, $4,000. There's dogs out there that...
You know, like miniature poodles.
Mm. Yeah, like...
Like a miniature poodle. There's this one poodle I've seen on Instagram. I think it's a poodle. The dog... It might be like your dog. But the way that the dog... Yo, they cut the dog's hair, trimmed it like a tiny... Yo, perfect circle. It almost looked like a panda bear when they were done with the dog. Okay? The way the thing was like puffy and the way it was cut.
Oh,
so
man.
That's like a designer dog. Like, you know, the dogs, when you see the girls, them walking in their purse.
The perfect manicure.
Yeah. Like, those are designer dogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, mini pugs and shit like that.
Yeah, those are the designer dogs.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, man. Yeah, I'll keep that. Well, actually, just to keep everything with the Presta thing, before they were famous, Presta coming real, real soon, hosted by your boy. Hey.
Cats out the bag. Can't keep a secret, Rick.
Hey, can't keep a secret, Rick. I like that AKA. But no, I don't like that AKA.
That's right. Well, you don't need to keep a secret because you're not doing anything incriminating.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look out for that. Shout out to McCrudden. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, shout out to the team out there. And Jamal, is it? One of the guys out there that they were punking?
Yo, so what happened? You not go for your dance lesson then?
I'm waiting. I'm being patient. I'm being humble. Okay. Don't talk to me differently next year. Don't worry.
Hey. Don't talk to me differently next year. 2021. It's Mr. Got Guts. Mr. All right? Mr.
Oh, man.
Be nice to me. Call me. Yo, I got a new name in the streets. They call me Billy, eh? They call me Billy. I got a new name in the streets.
But, yo, let's get to some music, man. Yo, this top six this week? It's been hard to fucking narrow down. I'll tell you that. Like, the votes were in heavy. So, whatever what happened with on Instagram and not being able to tag this shit anymore, fuck all that. That shit don't even matter.
What do you mean tag? That's why the list was the way it was? No ats in them?
No more ats. Because when you at too many people, they block that
spam
shit.
Spam, I think it's spam, yeah.
Exactly. So that's been like done for like maybe 3 weeks or something like that. And people are still coming out strong.
Yeah, listen to me. This update that Instagram came up with, kind of bullshit, but you know, whatever. It's not my platform. It's not my business.
Mm.
So I can't change it. I can just complain about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But
yeah, it's kind of whack. Like, they do all these updates, but they still haven't fixed the one update that's the most annoying. Oh, the so-and-so is going live right now. The banner, right where everything you need to do is at.
Mm.
At the top of your screen.
Saying you've been going into beer random freaking live.
Bro, yo, you're trying to go exit something. You're trying to go back, so you're watching a reel or whatever. You're trying to go back, and then this person's going live. And then you hit the button. It's like the exact same. It's like they know. It's like they can feel your thumb moving, like, and they slide it in there, like, safe.
Yeah.
And you hit it. And it's like, nigga, looks like, oh shit, you're the first person. Then you dip out real quick.
A lie, PK Herc's in my life. Yo, we love hip hop.
As fast as it says he joined, he exited the group. Mm. You understand what I'm saying? Because why? Instagram chose to leave the shit right at the top where everything's at. You want to check your likes, you want to check your posts, you want to do this. It's all right there in the top bar.
Yeah. But yeah, man, the comment gang still came out super strong. YouTube, Instagram, all through. Had to narrow it down to six. There was like maybe about eight. But we got a nice six right here.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
So number six, THT the God, Winnipeg. Or TC the God, my bad, Winnipeg.
Yeah.
Talk to me.
Found it boring.
I'm going to be real with you. I didn't see this one.
I found it boring.
I'll put it up on the screen
here. It was like, you know, the thing with me is, I guess it's for the people. I don't know, man.
Do you find the video boring or the song?
The song. Okay. I just felt the song was boring. That's to me in general, you know, but I'm not, you know, this is my opinion.
I believe I got a vote for this on my page too as well.
Yeah, I'm feeling this track here. It had a nice like
R&B-ish vibe, no?
Yeah,
I have seen this song there.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I like who's actually rapping. This sound is I don't like that. I can't like,
you don't like
I
that
think
melodic.
That's for the lean people. I don't know, man. I'm sorry. I think that's for the lean sippers.
Yeah.
I feel you.
Well, I like the video. Nice vibe going on. He got the dope baddie in there with him rolling around. You know what I'm saying? A little bit of like that nighttime vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like that dark R&B flow.
Yeah. Are they here? They're not hearing. They might be in Winnipeg.
Winnipeg, my G. I would assume.
Is he from Winnipeg or is he from here?
I believe he's from Winnipeg.
The song is called Winnipeg.
I might have to do a 1-2 research here. Because it's on the Six Buzz channels, you all can see. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm going to have to look into this.
Bro.
Gucci.
Yeah, shout out to Six Buzz because they're in Winnipeg, right?
What? This video here.
Are you talking about Sixbuzz from Winnipeg?
No, I'm saying the video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because now I'm saying Sixbuzz has people putting their video up and they're from Winnipeg. That's it. But yeah, this video, it's all right still. It's all right. Like, you know, I feel what PK's saying. Like, he's not, like, you know, it's more for, like, people who really does lean. Like, you know, you're more high. It kind of has that vibes, you know?
Mm.
And, but yeah, it's all right. The video... the video's all right too. It's a good production video, you know. I like the girl that's in the video too as well. So it's all right. It's okay for me.
What's going on with her? Why is she so? Is she? Is this that the spliff that got her like this?
She's faded, fam. They're both faded.
She's out like what's a light, fam. Nice,
fam. What's in the cup?
Holy.
What's in the cup?
Jesus Christ.
I didn't even bring my cup. Damn. Mm.
But yeah, man. Guts, you got anything on this?
Yeah, nice little song. Nice video. It's all right. I didn't mind it.
Well, big up to TC the God. I had to really take a look at the word for a minute before I caught the the word here.
My guy's nails is painted.
It's a thing. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, that was number six. But number five, NHS, JJ, and Kenzo, dead friends.
Yeah, RIP NHS, JJ. My honest opinion, I thought the song was like kind of bad timing. Thought they should have dropped something else, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have anything else on the talk, but...
I don't really got much on it. RIP to NSSJJ, you know what I'm saying? Hold your head to his family and condolences, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
And yeah, the video is just...
I like the effects. Hood, I like the effects of the video. I noticed that with them. They have the little effects there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice there.
Yeah, that's one thing they always got on Smash is the effects. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. Anything else on this before we keep it moving?
The video production was good, you know. It was all right. It was all right track. I like it, you know what I mean? RIP.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man, big up to the Comment Gang as well. You know what I'm saying? They came out super strong. You know, I seen this popping up on YouTube in the comments and all over on Instagram. So big up. But number four, Moolah First. Drill Forever.
Jeez. I play any position, even the center.
Even the center. Yo, this is the track that we were talking about a few weeks ago when they were doing or maybe last week, I think, even. The snippet.
I think, maybe.
No, it was, remember, it was because the bar about Smoke Dog and all that. Like,
it was the 200th episode.
It was episode 200, yeah. It was in this right here. You know what I'm saying? Yo. Mad special effects on this.
I play every position, even the center. But that's what going back to what we always say about artists, right? Like you can still work and do videos and still be creative, bro.
Yeah.
Like it's not just about, oh, there's COVID and whatever, right? Like be creative. Or even if like Moolah's not like it's not super creative in his video with the effects or whatever, it helps.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, and the drip. This guy is like the drip god now, bro. Like, holy shit, man. Like, god damn. I got bags of Fendi, all types of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, every different clip. I seen somebody in the comments when I reposted on Instagram. They're like, yo, I like the track, but I don't like how it's just like an endorsement for all of the designer brands.
So you never know. Maybe he got a deal, yeah.
Listen, man. I'm reading the comments. I'm like, that sounds like hate to me. But yeah, man, big up to Moolah, man.
Go check out that interview.
Mm-hmm. Doing numbers.
Second interview.
Yeah. Gucci, what you think of this video right here?
Yo, Moolah, fire. I have to say, man, the video production has to be the best out of the list, out of the top six list. Video is crazy. I mean, and... He comes again. You already know he comes with that punchline. You're going to hear it. You're going to remember his lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, he's coming hard. I like this. This was actually my pick of the week. You know what I mean? This is my pick of the week. You know what I mean? Right now he's standing on. You can't face it. I respect it. I like it. I like how he's coming. Keep coming. He knows what he's doing.
Okay. Well, big up to Moolah first. You know what I'm saying? Big, big tune. Big video right here.
I like the jacket.
Yeah. With the yellow tape and shit. Yeah, man. We Love Hip Hop alumni once again. But another We Love Hip Hop alumni. Number three. Molly Swayze, On My Life.
Like this tune, man. I rock with Molly Swayze. I like his vibe.
Yeah. He's lyrical with his shit. You know what I'm saying? Let me pull up the video right here on this so y'all can see this on the screen here. And even when I did the repost on the pages, people were going crazy, mad emojis in there, like, you know what I'm saying? So he got a lot of love from the people. You know what I'm saying? Chill vibe in the video. What y'all think of this video here?
I like it.
Yeah.
It's like a walk around the hood. You know what I'm saying?
It's probably my video on pick of the week.
Okay. Yeah. What do you, the track or the video?
Both. I like the song. I like the video. I'm a fan of Molly Swayze. I just like his vibe. Even though he's lyrical, it's not your, like, you know, lyrical, spiritual shit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, he just, I don't know. I see big things from him. I just hope he stays consistent.
Yeah.
I like the video.
Well, I feel there was a space of time where he wasn't dropping as much music, and then, like, he just started to ramp back up. So, you know what I'm saying? He got plans, big plans.
Where is that? I know you guys are the map heads out here.
It's Western Road somewhere, but I don't know exactly. I know my end of the town better.
Gucci, what you think of this?
Isn't that your side of town, Western Road? No.
Nah.
Yeah, where is it? You,
I don't know. Nothing. You don't know?
That's the ravine over there. I don't know. That could be like Western Road and Lawrence. Who knows? I don't know.
It looks like it's somewhere around Western Road and Lawrence, Creek. Though.
Who knows? All the buildings, see?
Mm.
Yeah, man. I Western, man. What's out West? Oh, yo.
Yeah, for me, like, it's a all right track. Like, obviously he can spit for sure. Like, I give him that. Like, he's fire on spin. Like, mm-hmm, you know. Mm-hmm. But for my vibe, like, you know, it gives you that old school vibes. It's not my type of vibes, you know. Mm. But it's definitely a good track.
Definitely a good track. Well, big up to Molly Swayze. You know what I'm saying. Like Guts was saying, like, he's been getting consistent. So, you know what I'm saying? Keep up that consistency. You know what I'm saying? You got some substance in the bars. So, So big up. But number two, AP Baby Company.
This one was blowing up for me too. This is supposed to be K Money, them's brother.
Yeah, it's K Money's younger brother, I think.
Casper K Money and now AP Baby.
Mm-hmm. He's keeping the legacy up, yo.
Menace Gang, eh?
Ooh, and then, Rex.
Yeah. Yo, this video is like
Lambo.
Yeah.
This video is like a video. Eh? It's like this, like, not no cheap hood video. It's just like a hood video, but with a budget.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
And an expensive, nice, pretty penny.
Like, you could tell from the camera grain, they got some fucking top-notch baddies. Like, they're not playing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just hearing of this guy now. You know what I'm saying?
But that girl is bad.
Yeah. It's no
and
joke.
She's working it, too. Listen, hold on. Before we get to the song, I'll give her credit. Because most girls, you know, they're stush.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They get the down, don't touch me. I hear a turk on the side. She's working it. Like, she's working it.
Mm.
I'll give her that. But yeah, I like the song. The video obviously is dope. Yeah. He's doing his thing.
Yeah.
Common Gang clearly came out for it. So look at her mouth for the thing. Watch her mouth for the thing. I like her. Yo, send me her ID. I'm trying to interview her. Watch her hold on. Can we wheel back that mouth? No, don't worry. I'm gonna wheel back on my own.
Listen,
can we wheel back on the bones?
Good job, young man. Good job. Oh,
hey, like a jump up. He's afraid to pick that. Oh, yo, shit, the dance.
Yo, that's a classic dance right there, yo.
Hey, Yo, so okay, it's funny that we say that, because, you know, the other day there's someone, they must have been bumping the Come Outside. Mm-hmm. American dudes were over there, they're bumping the Come Outside track, and it's like it made big news, like, yo, these guys are bumping Come Outside.
Yeah.
Buddy, the track only has like, what, 11 millions of views or whatever? Mm-hmm. Probably more by now.
It's like, if you ain't honest, you're living under a rock.
Right?
Yo, Gutsy, the man's manhandling your ting, bro. Holy.
But this is really good, though. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Casper, K-Money, now this AP Baby. Mm-hmm. This is a pretty impressive, that they're brothers, they're family. Obviously, they're musical.
They're talented, that's right? Family.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What is this? This is the Hood Jacksons over here.
Mm-hmm.
What? Uh-huh. Is this the Hood Jacksons? is this what's going on over here?
You might be on to something. Yo.
Is this P.O.'s Hood Jacksons? Like, I'm sorry. Like,
Yeah. You okay, Gus?
Yo, Gussie's in love, eh? Gussie's in love. Gussie's thinking about, yo, I don't know, bro. I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to get this interview, bro. I got to get this interview.
Yeah, 2021 is coming for sure.
The man already want to talk to me different.
I'm trying to talk to me differently.
Man's manhandling your thing, Richard.
So number two this was, right?
That was number two.
Shout out to AP, though.
Yeah.
Shout out to AP, because, yo, honestly, this video is so fire. Like, it's crazy because, one, the girl, first of all, she's like, Guts is saying, man. She's
working it.
She was putting on work. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, I don't know, you know? Like, I was gonna say you have to tip her, but yeah, she's putting it on work. But yeah, everything was proper. The video production was crazy. His track, the way how he's coming on the hook, his albums, everything was just on point. Just remind me of K-Money, like, just bringing the vibe back for them. So, you know, I'm big him up. You know what I mean? All right.
Yo, almost 5,000 views.
Right before number one. All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
This nigga is so stiff.
We should have got that for TikTok, my G.
Oh man.
I'm dead.
Don't worry, you can edit that, man. You fucking post it on TikTok anyway.
Bro. Oh man. Send that out to Six Buzz and all them, yo.
Oh god.
Is this his first track?
Okay. I'm tired. Okay.
Take a breath. Let me catch my breath.
But number
one. The number one track in the city on the top six tracks. Ace, of We Love Hip Hop.
Ace Skrilla, Trap God.
Trap God.
This is another one.
Let me put. Oh my God.
Yeah, this is another one.
Good thing that was like in front of me before I pulled it up on the big screen, DJ. Over here.
This is another one.
You want to hear what it sounds like?
I'm in the trap trying to get all this.
As I mentioned, it's such a little
bit. I'm in the trap trying to get all this. Trying to get all this. I'ma get money, bitch, regardless.
Yo,
I'ma get money, bitch, regardless. I'm in the trap trying to get all this pack on.
I don't know if we're going to be able to continue to play the video all the way through. We might have to just stop it when we see the guys. Because if we stop it on a girl, it might get demonetized. Because some of the guanins.
The one with the little single braid. Anyways, yeah. It has a little catchy hook there. The hook is catchy.
Oh my God. Every time I flash to another shot, sense, I'm just like, whoa.
That was the director's thing. Every other 10 seconds, I'm going to show booty. Simple. Like,
just at the edge of what we're allowed to show in booty. You know what I'm saying? Before it gets like that 18 and older.
Watch 10 seconds.
What, before you get another ass shot?
Whoa.
Guidelines.
Telling you, every 10 seconds.
I'm going to just leave it
every
right 10,
there. Every 10, 15 seconds, you'll see it.
With the girls, you know.
Backs turned. Torso. Clearly, their backs are turned.
Above the torso.
Yep. Clearly, their backs. And you're getting it for a while, too, because this song's kind of long for, like, an average song. It's four minutes long. Yeah. So, you're seeing turkey. But, yeah, it has a catchy little hook there. I like the hook.
It's a toss-up.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, literally. You know, shout out on the man for getting number one and stuff. But the gal them can't. I don't know. again, like, if they were doing that on him, maybe. Mm. But the girl, the other, she had the bounce.
yeah. So you're saying that the girls need to be more interactive with the men in the video.
Yeah, and maybe that's the man them fault. Maybe the man them don't get them comfortable, right? Or maybe, I don't know. I'm just saying, yo, shout out this guy for number one. I can't keep talking about that girl. Jesus Christ.
Don't worry, we'll DM her for you and we'll see what's going on.
Anything else? Goes down in the DMs. But Skrilla, yeah, he got number one, you know, shout him out. Big him up.
Yeah, man.
Number one of the top six tracks in Toronto this week.
This is a fire track, so I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? The girls, though. You know what I mean? Gucci love the gal them. Keep showing the gal them in the video, you know what I mean? Especially when their clothes off. You done know, man. I'm going to see them thing that. But yeah.
They're back.
Video's
good. Gucci love the gal them.
Hey. But yeah, man. Big up to Ace Skrilla.
Facto.
Big, big, big tune. Number one in Canada this week. Let's get to these honorable mentions.
Go for two now.
My belly's hurting, but hey, let's try.
My belly's hurting.
Up in front of you.
Yeah, I got them here.
My belly's hurting.
All right, honorable mentions: DJ Snoopy, I Am Who I Am, G Body, Real Toronto, Stacks, Googs, and Fred Dollars. Letter, Tino Maraza and Dino Need Me, J Rico and Wallo, New Drip, Trey Matic and Grease came up. Solo OTA, Legendary Freestyle, Black Boy and Skis, Back Streets, West Boy, Bad Boy, AD and KG, Yellow Tape, Spugs, Motion, KDL featuring Money Meech, right off the bat, Swavy, D Wade, D Buick,
DBQ,
Red Eye, AA, EPK, Boozy, and Nino. Back, Three Back, Flash Miller, Drunk in the Six, Campaign, Proud of You, Top Notch, Liddy, S16, Gotta Know Me featuring Alan Revelis, Jay Sion and Golden Boy, DJ Andre 905 featuring Young Cake and, was this Fab?
Yep.
Wasn't Me.
Big Tune.
YG featuring 16-year-old, 35 for the 16, Wlat Freestyle, Massive and Kemsav, and Dave the Ninja featuring Zay, Abel, Dion, and Triple Three, I want to say?
Triple, yeah.
And you got served.
Good times.
Damn.
Yeah, man, big up to all the honorable mentions.
Facto.
So, Chromas.
Hey, what about your girl?
Why is she my girl?
Because you know the most about her.
You don't get the hate on her tonight. You don't get the hate, though.
Do I got to cut to the fucking Before They Were Famous?
That's that step back, yo.
Nobody knows more about her than me.
Well, for some strange reason. Well, let's hold on. What do you have to say about her first?
She's doing good.
She's on No Jumper. She got No Jumper interview popping off just now.
Yeah.
I seen a little clip.
Mm-hmm.
That's big for her.
Big up to Adam 22. You know what I'm saying? She gave us a shout out.
Hey. I mean, I wanted to address up mom, but I didn't want to do it here.
Do what? What now?
There's still hate, fam.
So what? Let them hate.
I know, but it's like, I don't get why,
hate
like.
For what?
This is why I kind of wanted to address it on my show. It's like, for some strange reason, we only support Chromas. But
is that what they feel?
That's how the female audience, for some strange reason, too, feel. Well, I guess there's some males in there, but they feel like we cater to Chromas more than anybody else.
Our platform.
Especially me, too. I'm a huge dick rider and a bandwagonist. When I've always said, like, I told her in the interview, I'm not huge on her music, but I like your hustle. You grind. You do your thing. You're consistent. I can't knock that. Like,
yeah, you can't knock her work ethic. Like, yeah, even if you don't like what she does, you don't like her music, you don't like whatever it is. But she's working. Yeah. She's putting in that work. She's putting the hours in.
But even too,
she has a plan that she's working.
Even too, I just like anybody else to show me another platform in the city that has promoted female like we have. And I'm not even trying to be bossy, but like, let's be real.
We had a month where we had nothing but female guests.
Mm-hmm.
You know I had a whole same thing with my show, a whole month.
Yeah.
Like, I know it's not a big deal. It's only, what, four episodes? But still, at least we did it, you know? And we've had other females on the show.
Man,
not only that, but we were like, you know what? We're going to have a female month. We could do that more, obviously. We had female co-hosts.
Yeah. We went to a female concert. We were the only platform that I can remember that went on a female
filmed it and reproduced and it and put it up on YouTube.
For all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my whole thing. I know it. Like, people just want to, they want to hate on what they want to hate on, but it's just whack, bro. Like,
well, here's the funny thing, right? And big up to Chromas and big up to Adam, but our interview, the interviews that we have with her, one of them, the newest one is at like 12K. The other one is, I don't know, 17. I don't know how many K is that, right? We have interviews with other women, the people that some of the people in the audience ask, why don't you marry me? What about them? They're there. But they don't have as much views.
It's not about the views. They're there, but where is their work after the fact?
No. But some that work, too. I'm saying, but they don't have the same view count. So when we post that person's interview, you don't come running out to go watch that person's interview.
Where are you guys there?
But when we post the Chromas, you were right there.
Yeah, because that's
ready to hate or love.
That goes right back to what we were talking a couple of weeks ago. The city loves the fuckery.
Mm-hmm.
They love the shit. It doesn't matter if it's good, bad, or fucking trash, or fucking recycled last week's garbage.
Yeah.
They like it. It's fuckery. They like it.
Mm-hmm.
And people like what she's doing.
Yeah.
She has her fans. She knows what she's doing, and she's working her lane.
Mm-hmm.
People are mad because her lane is actually opening up for her.
Yeah. Listen, if you're going to be mad at Chromas, then have that same mad energy. Use it as positive energy and go watch the Hawaii Mighty interview.
Facts.
If you're mad at Chromas, then pull up on our channel. Go watch the Rax interview.
Go watch Coconina.
Go watch the Coconina interview.
Nasia.
Nasia interview.
TNT ladies.
TNT ladies.
What's her name there?
Hell, even if you want to go back, Nana Goody.
Nana Goody also.
Even if you want to go back.
She's on your show.
Erica?
No,
Erica, that's one.
It's Bossy?
No,
that's
one.
Another one.
Like, I'm just naming.
A style or whatever. A in the you're wearing the hat. The A the other day you're wearing her toque.
Oh, Athea.
Athea.
And she was on our show.
Athea was on our show.
And that's then not even music.
We interviewed flipping Push. DJ Mel.
We did the cast of Push.
Shout out to Mel Boogie.
The cast of Push on your
all
show.
All females, not even right. Well, shout out to
Malaysia.
Through.
Malaysia. We had guest hosts. Female guest hosts.
Bro, it's like now when like even as we run them off.
Blessed Edibles.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Muay Thai and whatever, but we had her on the show. We've had
Tara Muldoon.
We had multiple
from the FU project. Yeah.
Crazy Latina.
Yeah.
Like, come on, like, where were you guys there? How come you guys are not in the comments in these? That's why.
And the view counts are not as high as the Chromas interview.
202 episodes.
That's cool if you know. That's cool if the view count is not high. Cool.
Well, that proves a lot, though.
It does, but where are you guys in the comments? Have that same energy when we post them.
Okay, this is why I keep on saying the view count. Because that means people shared the interview. People did all these different things to make those numbers go up. They didn't have that same energy for them women. So if they're so appalled by Chromas, go have the energy for those women because those interviews are fucking there.
Facts.
And the thing about Chromas, she's winning, so you're gonna always see her.
Yeah.
On Six Buzz, everybody's dying to post her because she's winning, and that's what happens when you're winning. But, and she's sexy. I can't even lie. Everybody knows that. So
but even if
she's gonna use that to her advantage. Flirt.
She's gonna flirt. If you're flirting with her, she's gonna flirt. And you know what? Sorry to say, but Canadian girls know how to work American guys. I'm sorry. They know how to work American guys. So,
at the end of the day, other media outlets don't go to like, if you go to the States, and I hate bringing up the States, but they don't go to like the unknown female artists and they don't be posting them. They don't, the shade rooms don't be posting, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't be doing that.
I think only one before her, sorry to cut you guts.
No problem.
I think the only one before her where it was like unsigned whatever was like probably Nicki Minaj.
Who, like Chromas, are you saying?
Yeah, when she first came, like, you know, she was, her mixtape.
That was getting love.
From the way, like, she's getting the media attention. Like, yeah. Yo, it was probably, I would have to say, like, Nicki Minaj. Yeah. And it's like, that's nuts if you think about it.
Yeah. And people like her even more because she's natural. It's not like, you know, some of these girls getting their ass done and their breasts done. She's actually natural. You know what I'm trying to say? So it's like,
Gucci love the girl then.
You know, you done know.
And she gives you that, like, I think Friday was talking about it. She gives you a Cardi B vibe. No, like, it's not like anything is there is like written up for you, right? Or written up for her. She just gets on live. She talks her shit. Whether you like it, it might be ratchet as hell.
She's going with the flow.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, yeah. But before we get accused of getting paid, let's talk about something else, no?
No. Big her up, fam. Like I said, you guys are going to have to find another girl to hate on because Chromas is out of here.
she looks like she would work with other girls. She said that before.
She said it on our interview. She said it.
But everybody hates on her.
I don't know why they hate me, man. They should work with me. I got more pull in the game than they do.
But everybody wants to hate on her just because. Like, who cares? Like,
competition.
What? Okay, if you guys feel like she can't rap, why don't you guys help her then?
Nah, they don't want to help.
Well then, fuck. That's why she's where she is. That's and the problem. A lot of them are where they are. Don't complain, fam. Just work.
That's the problem.
Don't complain. Just work, fam. Stay consistent and we'll post you. I'll post you, bro. I post females. Bro, I had shout out Tay Stacks. I posted her song this week as my song of the week.
Shout out to Gutsy.
You know what I'm saying? I rate the gal dumb, but you got to work.
Six That's News it. Uncut interview with Luna Soleil as well.
Luna Soleil and Sentry. I didn't even have to put Sentry on the interview. I told homie, yo, bring Sentry too. That's what, but whatever. I guess I only rate Chromas though. Shout out Chromie.
Hey. But tell me how y'all really feel about it.
I know, eh? Sorry. I won't lie.
That was good.
like she grew on me. I wasn't a fan at the beginning. Yeah. I won't lie. But when I see the way she's working and she's doing what she's doing, you can't hate on that, man.
Like, can't hate growth, on hustle.
You can't hate on that. She's getting her money. She's doing her stuff. You might not like the way she's doing it. You know, but hey, she can look herself in the mirror. So that's all that matters.
She won't be stuck in poverty. Right? She won't.
That's her own words, right? That's her own words.
Oh, they're going to kill me for that. I love it.
I have some other hot takes, but I'll leave them for another day because I'm not even trying to, like, really get on people's bad side. No.
Yeah. Why do you care?
Oh, I'm getting on it on my show this weekend too, so.
Okay. The problem a lot of people have with her, I see it in the comments, so it's not like no secret. She's trash. She's trash. She's trash. So you're telling me she's more trash than fucking how many fucking Toronto rappers who rap about the same shit in the same flow with a different fucking voice? They're trash too, fam. They just don't rap.
We plotted tonight.
They don't rap in her cadence. They don't look the same. They don't sound the same. So maybe there might be like, oh, she's trash because her voice might sound different, or some people might think that her voice is annoying or whatever the fucking case may be. But lyrically, it's not like they're fucking rapping. There are women and men who are lyrical rappers. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the quote-unquote mumble rapper, even though they're not mumble rapping, but the guys who use auto-tune and all that type of shit, they're not wrapping circles around Chromas, eh? So let's fucking relax.
No, that's facts. That's facts.
At the end of the day, she's doing her damn thing. I don't, like, you know, what's the saying? If you ain't got haters, you're doing something wrong. Hey. She got a bag of haters, so she's doing something right. Like, yo, at the end of the day, people are going to hate on her because why? She's made a plan, like you said. She's not going to be living in poverty. She don't want to be living in poverty. So she's already put her mindset to what she's got to do to get out. Whether it's the music, whether it's the only, you know what I'm saying? She's doing her thing.
And she's still bringing attention to the city. She doesn't have to. She doesn't owe y'all chicks nothing.
Yeah. Right? Like, yo, she's still big enough where she's
coming
from.
And she's telling people, yeah, the city this, Toronto that. She don't have to do that because y'all ain't riding for her. So it's just like, she could just be like, yo, fuck Toronto. Straight up. That just fuck everybody over there. Shout out Real Love Hip Hop. They showed us love, but fuck everybody else.
That just shows how big she is. She's smart.
And she could be bigger than that, too. Because I could see her in videos, like movies. You know what I mean? She's already, like, doing...
She was in Push.
Yeah,
she did a cameo in Push.
All right.
She's gone. It's a start. She's gone, bro. Adam 22 doesn't, like, people wanted to diss. Adam 22 doesn't do interviews with just anybody, fam.
If he sees something
in you, he's going to interview. And a lot of these people, I see them now big on internet too, that he's done interviews with like 5 months ago. She's gone. Find somebody else to hate, ladies. I'm just, but like, chromas don't make sense no more.
You're nominating yourself for the job.
For what? To somebody else to hate?
Yeah.
No, female. Find some female to hate.
It seems like you're nominating yourself for the job. Guts
is right in the crossfire.
2021, it looks like it, but hey. Call me the Toronto Charlemagne, bro.
Oh, man.
I seen a video. Guts the God. Charlemagne is fucked up, bro. He had the man's face on a woman dancing. She
yeah, I think I seen it.
Ashley Larry did it too. 10 years, months ago. Fucked up. It was wrong, yo.
Oh, man. Let's cut to a break, man.
Alrighty.
You know what I'm saying? I got a track here that was on the honorable mentions from Campaign. And, you know, I was like just going through the honorable mentions. Campaign, he got it. You know what I'm saying? Video's fire and this nigga got some fucking bars. So,
okay,
run the tone, DJ.
I fucks with some Campaign.
Run the track, DJ.
That enough today. Guess I'm proud of my bitch, I'm proud of her, she doing great. Push a Lambo through the B and even drive it in the States. I be smoking Cali, weed and let my head get away. Me, I'm getting money, niggas really trying to feel it. Question how I'm doing it, but really I'm just living. Rolls Royce on Sunday, uncle told me get in. Know you ain't like that, who the fuck you get in? And now you know that
money. Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
All right, so
we are back.
Let's get to our smoke and mirrors. So, PK Herc.
Wagwanji.
Vaccine life?
I'll deal with the restrictions.
You're going to the camp?
I have to.
Bring your mic a little closer.
Fine? Oh, sorry.
Yeah. So, okay, vaccine's coming. They said it's approved by the end of this month, December, where we're in. It's going to be here. Right? Doug Ford said, I'm not forcing nobody to take it. It's not going to be mandatory. Sure. However, there will be some places and different things that are going to be restricted from being able to be done, probably if you don't have a vaccine.
That's how Easy Man is gonna curl.
I bet you it's gonna be the things that are gonna be restricted are gonna be the craziest things. Like you can't do grocery shopping without the vaccine. You can't go to the doctor's office without the vaccine.
No frills.
Like, no nothing, fam. You can't get on the TTC without the vaccine.
That's life. That's what they're trying to do. You're gonna be like, laughing.
Yeah, we'll have little restrictions. Not
you're laughing about it.
What
do you think it's going to be?
I know she said theaters. She kept saying, oh, no, theaters and movies. So they're basically telling you, yeah.
And who's she for the people there?
That, I don't know. What's her name? Deputy Prime Minister or whatever. She, I don't know.
I thought you were talking about Dr. Davila, Scarf Lady.
Well, there's going to be no movies this next couple of years. Movies are done. Tam, after the Warner deal,
I seen a thing with the Tam lady. She's in a documentary about outbreaks and shit, about talking about locking down people, arresting people, and worrying about the problems after the fact. And this is the lady on TV telling people, oh, we got to flatten the curb and all of this fuckery. Yo, can't trust these people, yeah.
Can't trust them, nigga.
Can't trust people. Can't trust government people.
So, no vaccine for you.
That's a hard pass for me.
That's a hard pass for PK Herc. What about you, Gutsy?
Nope.
Vaccine life?
Hell no. You ain't plugging me with nothing.
Gucci Gooch, vaccine life?
On two of my arms. One on the right, one on the left. My ass need to fly out every fucking time. I gotta live till I die.
Man, I just said both arms.
This nigga said both arms.
In both arms, I got to fly out. So, hey, all power to you, Gooch.
Listen, I ain't mad at you, Gucci.
I want to record a conversation with you before immunization and after immunization. All right? Gucci. I don't want you to be like, yo, who's that?
Gucci, get the shot and turn out to be Fendi.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
So, okay. That's the whole thing. People are like, what's the side effects going to be? Because apparently they already inject two people in the UK. Mm-hmm. A 90-year-old lady and some other older man as well. Mm-hmm. And they're dealing with a few side effects right now. There's going to be two separate injections just for the...
Just a few side effects?
No, we don't know. This is so far what's been reported. So...
Believe half of what you see.
Yo, I like how this guy just skid through and didn't say if he would get the vaccine shot.
No, 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 that's a no. That's a no for me. That's a no for me.
That's MO, though. That's how him moves.
Well, I just throw the shit out there. Yeah, just let you guys...
Throw you guys under the bus.
I got caught. They caught me. But no, that's a hard no for me, too. And it's not... I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Right, because vaccines have been around from the beginning of time, right? But I need to see. Well, from from when we were kids, when we had to get our different vaccines and stuff, like when we were youths, right? But I still want to see what I'll go on first. It's one of those things where it's like you don't get the iPhone 10 until you see what all the glitches are.
Oh God!
And then once everybody does the recall, then you go get one.
So you're looking for the S version.
Exactly.
You're looking for the S version of the fucking...
Vaccine S.
Yeah. So you want Moderna instead of Pfizer.
Listen, whatever it is, if you grow a third arm, me not want it. But yeah, if you don't...
The thing that's crazy about it is like, yo, so doesn't matter the way that they set it up, even if there are side effects. Oh, sorry, we had to do it because it was a pandemic. No one's going to be held responsible. Your family's going to be left holding the bag. You understand what I'm saying?
There's also the fact that not the whole population is going to be able to take it anyway. Right? So it's going to be like, all right. Like, really, are they going to make enough fucking vaccines for the whole population of the world?
This is going to like this. Why not? The recovery rate is already 99%. Don't need no goddamn vaccination.
That's what I'm saying. So some people will get vaccinated. Some won't. Eventually, the shit will go down, and it will be back to semi-normal.
Yo, to quote the doctor, the man said, yo, last year, we didn't even know about this virus. And now, this year, they have a vaccine. Wow, that's amazing. And he's supposed to be a doctor?
He's like, how'd he get that?
But listen. What? AIDS, 40 years. They haven't even cured cancer, okay? They give you chemo. For cancer that can kill you, okay. Mm-hmm. So what? The cure is meant to kill you. Is that that's the cure? Kill you. That's the cure all. Yeah. You know we can't heal you. We'll just kill you. Mm-hmm. Trying to heal you.
See,
that's what smoke my spoon.
That's why I asked you, Herc.
Yeah, because you know I'm going to get mad.
I know you're passionate about things like this, but I needed to know your opinion on it because that's all we're seeing on the news right now, fam. Like, literally.
I'm off.
The vaccine's almost here. It's almost here. What are we going to do when it gets here? Is it going to be like... That's all I'm saying.
The man needs to save up some money and we go buy them little islands somewhere and just go start over there, fam.
How the fuck you gonna get to the island if you need to get on a plane and they say you need to get vaccinated before you get on a plane?
Again, we get some money, we find somebody that knows how to on
the charter
somewhere on Steels, that the place where they show you how to drive, 40 something bucks to teach you how to drive the plane, get a couple of lessons, fam, we're off the island somewhere, fam.
They canceled that shit since the cab drivers from 9/11 live in Toronto. We think this is they trained here, bro. For that 9/11 bullshit.
We're gonna get arrested in the sky.
Where the patrol like,
wait a minute,
where are you going? Where are you niggas going?
I gotta get out of here though.
Well, you ain't gonna be able to go nowhere, nigga.
At the end of the day, the lady was on the news. They're all on, it's not gonna be mandatory, but you're gonna face some restrictions. Like, you want your kids to go to school? Vaccination. Like you're saying, you want to go grocery shopping? Vaccination. You want to go to work? You want to have a job? Vaccination.
Facts.
Oh, they're going to make it up to the corporations?
Vaccination.
Vaccination. Oh, You want to get on the bus? Like I was saying, vaccination. Oh, dentist, vaccination.
So basically, it's not mandatory, so but if you want to do anything in the world of anything, then you might need to get it.
Wasn't masks not mandatory at first when they first implemented it?
It's still kind of not mandatory. It's just like recommended.
What?
Masks it's are not mandatory. You can't go in a store without a mask.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, without fucking people trying to fight you. Kick off your view. Oh my God. Get away, you're not wearing a mask. Oh my God. You're killing everybody.
Can we tell the story that what happened to us just now, Gucci?
What happened?
Gucci. You gotta tell them. You have
to speak. Yo, we're in the McDonald's just now, right? Me and Guts are getting food. Gucci brought some food from the next place already. They're waiting with us. But he has the bag in front of his face. So now we're getting ready to leave. And he decided to ask the lady at the counter for something. He takes the bag away. Yo, before the man can I get out of his mouth? Yo, where's your mask?
He said it loud.
See? And he had a bag in front of his face. She was cool. When he had a bag in front of his face.
I think he forgot, too. I think he forgot. He didn't have the mask. He was just like, hey, can I get... Whoa. Oh, yeah, fuck.
I didn't even know what he wanted.
He didn't even know what he wanted after the chick asked him. He was just like, I want to... Nah, I'm good.
No cap.
Yo, it's crazy. It's ridiculous, man.
It's crazy out here, man. It's crazy.
Some restrictions.
Like, I felt like I got kicked out of McDonald's.
They know if they say it's going to be a mandatory thing, people are going to go fucking batshit crazy.
That's facts.
You understand what I'm saying? So, okay, you want to fly? You better be fucking vaccinated. Here's your fucking Nazi pass. Because that's what this sounds like. Some Nazi Germany shit.
Don't make them come for us on YouTube.
But the thing I have for this, though,
that's some bullshit.
If you take it, how do you know when a person has it? Like, what? Could I lie and say, yo, I took it and I didn't? Like,
You're gonna get a pass.
You get a certificate that you're
vaccination certificate.
Yeah,
so what if you lose that pass?
You'll be on record. Huh? Bring it closer.
Yeah, what if you lose that pass? Like, what do you mean?
You get a new one.
Yeah, it's on record. Like
your driver's license. You get a new one. Digital driver's license, digital passport. Now they're going to say,
it's in the records.
Vaccination. You know, say we got a dog. You understand what I'm saying? Oh, you're time to get your shots. You know, we're pets now. You know, we're their pets. We're guinea pigs. We're going to try it out. Because what? In 1 year... You skip past animal trials straight to humans, and okay.
I don't got no dog noises.
So we're gonna be checking IDs like we're in the airport.
Yeah, most basically. Definitely. Who knows? But you don't see the airport still flying people out right now, so you might as well go quick.
Do it now, Gucci.
You wanna fly? You better fly out now, Kyle. I see a man that fly out.
Tulum is open.
You know what I'm saying? DR is open. Man flew up. You know, this man in DR right now. Tulum is open. Yeah, the places are open. They'll serve you.
I got a link for the lot out there.
You know what I'm saying? They'll serve you. Yo, you're all your bridging out there in DR. You should all link him, see how he's doing.
Shout out to Felix, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
That's the homie.
Right? Who knows what's going on right now? People are still traveling. Like spots are still open. Yeah, it's not advertised, but there's planes still flying. You know what I'm saying?
IG models getting flown out.
But just know this, at the end of the day, people need to just know if you're gonna get restrictions, it's basically mandatory. That's another way for saying restrictions is another way to say mandatory. You know, they're using the thesaurus on you. That's all. They're just
it's like a subliminal.
They're just tricking you, man. That's all it is, bro. Like, okay, yeah, you might have some restrictions. Like I said, you want your kids to go to school? Vaccinate them.
Vaccination. But yeah, man. I guess there's no shout outs in the end of this. But yeah. Coming to a arm near you. TK, the race has been removed from YouTube.
Damn.
So refresher for TK, for the people who live under a rock. TK, the rapper from down south, fucking, he was on the run. The track On the Run was getting major virality on YouTube. They caught him. He's now fucking sitting doing 55 years in jail, convicted.
Fuck. And he's young. I don't know if you put that out there.
He's 18.
Something like that. Super hella young. Yeah. Pika Herc.
it sucks. It's shitty, but remember, that song was what? Because he's on the run for killing somebody, right? Mm-hmm. The family was upset. So maybe the family finally got what they wanted. Take the fucking song down.
Especially if he was getting monetized from it.
Right? He's making money off of it. Exactly. He's glorifying the passing of their family member. Yeah. And he's monetizing it. He's making money off of it. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? While he's in jail convicted for God, I don't know what he's convicted of, but he got 55 years.
Another murder. I think that murder and something else.
Well, there you go, right? So so why is it still up? Yeah, take it down. Especially because the family was upset about it already.
Yeah.
So the family's probably finally got what they wanted, and they got it taken down.
So that was documented that the family was upset about the video?
I'm pretty sure. Or y'all are just
assuming?
I'm pretty sure they did. I just didn't make that. I'm pretty sure we covered what he was talking about before.
That was a big tune. And
that wouldn't be a stretch.
That's another thing we got to talk about with hip-hop. Like, hip-hop's got to change that, right? Like,
yeah.
This was a couple of years ago, and it just shows you what music has come to, too, with, you know, smoking way more blatant. Yeah, with the smoking on your dead ops and all that crazy shit.
Oh, my God. So Bron wasn't even dead 7 hours, bro.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, this just shows, like, we got to stop that. And this kid was young. He was, like, 16, 17 when he made that song. Like, that's crazy. But, look, was it worth it?
Well, his video got removed, and it also brought me to, not even when I'm thinking about this, I was watching Trap Lord Ross. Big shouts to Trap Lord Ross. He has a video on two gangs over there in the UK. Big, big video, okay? Or big, big gangs out there that were dealing with a lot of shit, very influential in the drill scene. Enough of their videos are taken down, too. Mm-hmm. And it's not like speculation who did it. No, the boy them are like, take the video off YouTube, and then the video will give a message saying, taken off of YouTube because talking about gang activity and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, very specific. So you don't... Remember we were like, yo, the videos that got taken down out here, like Rolex Homie and them guys, why or what was the reason? You don't fucking gotta wonder over there. They tell you. You talking about gang shit, your video coming down.
Even when it comes to the shows and stuff like that, like they... I think it's Chicago too as well. I think it's everywhere. Once you talk that shit, your shows are gonna get canceled. Like, that's heavy out there where the shows got canceled. That's why the man them wear the mask when they're being an artist now. Like, I mean,
it's crazy that you have to disguise your face to be an artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that too. Now that I think about it, there's a lot of UK groups from before that were big that they can't do music no more.
Videos are gone. The
videos are gone.
Yeah, they got banned from recording videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I guess 6ix7ine. They were a big UK group that was out there a couple of years ago.
They're stabbing each other up and they're rapping about it a lot.
They were the ones that did the Let's Lurk beat, I believe, with I can't remember his name, Stormzy or whatever. One of them.
Anyway, well, isn't that guy Stormzy in jail right now for like flipping, like doing timer? I think deal.
Is he?
I'm not. Don't quote me. I might be wrong. It's a UK guy, skinny, tall, skinny guy, right?
He's kind of buff.
But oh, because wrong person. Sorry,
buff, my bad. But yeah, he's kind of big. But yeah, like. It's just been like that. They had to switch up their whole name and everything and come back out. And even after that, I guess people realize, oh, that's you guys? Yeah.
Nah. Video down again.
Yeah.
Yo, fam. Like,
and I haven't seen them for years now.
Yeah. This is
they don't play in the UK, man.
Yeah. The States and even Canada, that's you to us now. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We're like, oh, they're taking the... That shit's been happening. Yo, the Trap Lord Ross thing, the man's talking about videos from like 5 years ago that were getting taken down.
Track. Yeah, fam. The 6ix7ine. This is the 6ix7ine. Yeah. Section Boys.
Like. Moscow 17 is the name of the one gang, and the other gang was, where is it?
Moscow 17.
Yeah, yeah. That's because crazy. Of the, and it was a real, the area was called Moscow because of the guns that were coming in there because they're all from the UK, from Russia, mm-hmm. right? They always get Russian guns.
From Moscow.
Mm. Yeah, so one area had so much guns that they called it Moscow.
That's crazy.
Right? So the Moscow 17 versus Zone 2.
Oh, wow.
Sticky. Heavy shit, fam. Check that out. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Yo, I was just like, whoa.
And sounds dangerous.
And the man's like, their whole crew is like responsible for mad stabbings and slashings and guns, because guns is like a really, you can't have guns in the UK at all. The boy them don't have guns.
Well, certain the bobbies don't, but the boy them do. They just call for them, but it's not a patrol thing. It's not like down here where every fed has a burner.
Yeah.
No, in the UK they walk around with no burners. If they need a burner, they call for backup. Like, yo, we need We need armed police around here.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
So, like, these guys' videos, they've been dealing with this shit from time. Yeah. KK is just new shit.
Yeah.
He probably don't even have the amount of views as some of these niggas who got their videos taken down.
That song probably had a lot of views, though. That song had a lot of views.
Yeah, KK had a lot of views, bro.
That song had a lot of views.
Yeah.
200 million.
Remember,
that was Axe Boy.
200 million?
Fam. Yeah. 200
million. Remember, that was Axe Boy, fam. That
remember, we were we interviewed. We interviewed, remember, at our DJ roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. And we asked, yo, what's the hottest song right now? I said, yo, The Race.
The Race.
Without hesitation, the man, yo, The Race. I was like, The Race? What's The Race? Yeah, TK, The Race, yeah. That was the track that was burning up the place.
Well, shout out to, well, I can't say shout out to TK, but I don't even know who to shout out.
That's the crazy
thing. I lost the shout outs today.
The crazy thing, too, is
shout out to two people, family lost. This family's lost. It's sad.
You'll rate the song until the tables are turned. Because you rate the song, and the song, yeah, the song's big, but if it happened to your family, you still rate that song?
Yeah, no, that's the exact same truth. It's funny, you know what the saying is, it's the shoe's on the other foot, right? So, it's like you said, if it's about your family, how would you like it?
You ain't going to be dancing to that shit.
Yeah.
Last thing I got here on our docket is Life with a Dot. They're coming back.
Okay, it's about time. I've been waiting.
I seen a preview. There was a preview sent to me. Big shots to
yo, put it on the big screen. Big screen.
Let me
screen,
see though. If I could find it because I had it in my
put
phone.
Put it on the big screen.
I think I posted it on the page. Let me see how I'm going here.
Yeah, but put it on the big screen.
Let me pull up our Instagram. Big shots to the
We
The We Love Hip Hop Instagram page. Mm-mm. Jeez, watch presser.
Yeah, that's a big one still, fam.
Let me see if I could find this. I like when we could use our own page to go find a reference for some shit. You know what I'm saying? Where would it
right
be?
Right there. Right there. Go up. Right in between me and
this is it? Right here, eh? Holy fuck, there's a lot of posts in there.
I'm out here as a ghost town. I don't say fuck nobody, my G.
Hurry up, man.
Okay, I'm out here. Don't say a word. All right.
Watch Black as Ninja. Uh-oh.
I know them time.
Who's that? Polo?
No, it's the next man.
That's.
Yeah, there's Polo. There's Polo.
Polo.
My G, I'm out here, fam. Out here's a ghost town. I don't see fuck nobody, my G.
Hurry up, man.
Okay, so the little trailer going on. Are we ready for Life of the Dot new episode coming just now?
Yeah, fam, we've been ready. We've been ready.
When was the last one?
A couple of months ago.
That wasn't that long ago then.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like it was longer than that.
2 months maybe. About 2 months.
Yeah,
it's been about 2-3 months now.
Let me fact check this right here. Because, like, I feel like it feels like longer than that. You know what I'm saying? But Life of the Dot... They were I got fucking gas. They were just about to heat up. You know what I'm saying?
And again. And then the vid came, then the lockdown again.
See, I like the search engine optimization right there. So let's see. Let me go on the channel here for Life of the Dot. Let me pull it up so y'all can see it here. Life of the Dot. Where you could get caught with Life of the Dot. 2 months ago. No, that's the music video. That's the music video.
No. The 2 months ago, the crackdown.
Yeah. At the boy them.
Yeah.
There's what's his name? Kane Lucas.
Yeah.
Making his acting debut.
Let me see what I'm going with them on them.
Old school. No more Cowboys. Miller, DeMonte Miller, Blake. What's happening? What's going on? Floyd. We gotta keep low. We gotta do it by the book.
Okay. One thing I like that we're able to watch this, and this is from Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we could pull up clips of like Toronto based or at least Canadian based drama series. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we get some comedy series. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, we need more of these. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely need a comedy movie. I've been saying that Toronto needs its own house party. We've been loafing on that. The jams back in the day, like the, we need that. I can write that up. Any director, holla at me.
I tell you about
no time
banging on the furnace.
Come on, B. That writes itself.
Yeah, even
Dottie.
There's some other ones that I feel like I'm not mentioning. So no offense if I'm not mentioning y'all, but I feel that there's a few other like drama series that are going on in the city as well besides pushing Life for the Dot. So shout out.
What's to that?
Them.
The red lane or whatever. The
I don't know.
Okay, what's his name? Your brethren.
Frig, he's gonna kill me for that. The Red Market.
Yeah, that's it. The Red Market.
Shout out Red Market.
Yeah,
he has a little one too. Short film.
Yeah,
so shout that's out the that's Red actually Market. filmed and the audio on that is actually proper still. I'm not gonna lie, not even because it's the homie, but yeah, the film and audio I told him on that, that's proper.
Nice.
I'm still waiting for my cameo, homie.
Yeah. So like even like all that, you know what I mean? Keep it coming. Make sure to like, you know, log on to or go subscribe to Life of the Dots YouTube channel so that when that drops, you'll have your notifications ready.
What happened to 4Yacht Entertainment?
They're still there, but
Judge Tycho. You know what I'm saying? What happened to that? I was there. That shit was killing me.
Much went in a different direction, I guess.
I feel like they're still there, but there once you get caught up into the corporate system, your shit gets slowed down, fam.
The grind.
Not your grind. You might want to drop more,
but you can't.
You can.
You know what I'm saying? The grind of the machine. Grind of the machine. You know what I mean? Not you as your work at the grind of the machine. We're just like.
Grinds to a fucking halt.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, you can't drop this until we do this and this and this. And now you got to get this and this and this cleared. Where before you were just like, yo, drop that. Put it on my phone.
You know what I'm saying? Put it on YouTube one time. Upload that.
Because like they had to deal with Much, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel maybe even some other corporate interests was attached to them, and then shit slowed down.
Facts. Because that was the comedy, basically. That was Toronto-based comedy. That was pretty good.
And they were like on a roll.
Yeah.
You know what they need to do? Forward for an interview on We Love Hip Hop.
Yeah, that we like to clear it up for sure.
Yeah, go check your DMs, my
name. We in Perco. I eat that team that. I know you guys don't talk. I know you guys don't do work with those guys no more, but still. We in Perco, yeah?
Yeah.
I eat that team that.
Go check your DMs, my guys.
The pasta remote.
This forward.
Pasta remote. The pasta remote.
Forward. Let's get out of here, yo. I think we got enough pod content for the fucking...
We're casting.
Holy, today's been amazing, dude.
Yeah, man. We got a lot of fucking
I got a really super good dope content. Follow.
Today was a real us.
Got a super dope follow. I got a super dope freaking interview, and today's been a dope day.
Mm-hmm. Who's the follow?
Conita.
Oh, yeah? She followed you today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, guys.
Okay. Oh, my. Biggest fan.
That way.
Don't give him no more, bro.
Wait for my uncut interview when you get back.
Somebody's gonna just slap you when they want road, bro.
Yo, your guts.
Fuck you, white chroma's guts.
Yo, your guts. Yo, your guts from the week. No, that's not. Yo, you said chromas is the next it thing. Not me. No,
that ain't me. It's my twin brother Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
All right, let's get the fuck out of here.
Craziness, yo.
PK Hook, let the people know where to find you.
You know where to find me. Same place like Batman, bro. Parkdale. You understand what I'm saying? So shout out all the man them. Shout out everybody. Shout out my mechanic. Shout out the team. Shout out everybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who else to shout out. So big up yourself. Episode 202, Toronto. You know what I'm saying? We'll get through the pandemic. And so you know, just be safe. That's all I can say is be safe. Take care of your loved ones. Enjoy the holidays. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate who you love, appreciate who you have in your life, and appreciate what you have in your life.
Sing. Gutsy Guts, let the people know where to find you.
Gutsy Guts on all social media platforms except TikTok. The real Gutsy Guts.
Hey. How's that working?
I'm not really on it, man. I just posted that one video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't do it. But yeah. And yeah, check me out on Six Views Uncut. Follow Six Views TO. Follow everybody on the team. Shout out the listeners and all you guys out there. And yeah, be safe, Toronto. And yo, shout out all the man inside. You know what I'm saying? Hold your heads. Hold Not your all heads. The man on inside. But just the ones that shouldn't be in there are just going through a hard time.
Facto. Gucci Gooch. Let the people know where to find you.
You can find me on Gucci416. That's my Instagram. That's my personal Instagram. And my business page, Clear Star Studio 6. You can find me there as well. Jeez. And shout out to everybody that's watching this right now and listening to us on the Spotify. Shout you guys out, man. You guys are gang. Gucci.
Gang, gang, gang. Yes, yes, yes. Hit me up on all my social media platforms, Friday Ricky Dread, that's D-R-E-D. Make sure to hit me up on my website, Friday, a.k.a. RickyDread.com. Make sure to hit us up on our Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network, and on Twitter, We Love Hip Hop T.O. Six Views on Twitter and Instagram, Six Views T.O. And WeLoveHipHop.ca.
Yo, you know what? Shout out, it's Tax Tone, the photographer.
Oh,
Tony.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah. Big shouts to him. Dope photos. You know what I mean? Shout out. Thanks for coming through last week.
I know it was a last minute end of the show thing, but yeah, shout you out, bro.
Yes, most definitely. I'm gonna take us out here with a track from our new We Love Hip Hop alumni, Pressa. Track is called Canada Goose.
Jeez,
bro.
Na 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 na. Stop playing with my emotions, big worm.
It's so smoky.
I'ma shoot first.
Rewind that. Blood clot. The liquid mean rewind, the gunshot mean forward. You requested it, so we rewound it.
Can it goose friend? I'm so cold, friend. Back to school shopping, I just bought a ruler. I'ma shoot first. I done fucked up and got me in a cruiser. Mercedes Benz cool, bring an ice cube. Live my life so fast, ain't telling what I might do. Do a smoke blow, 45 coat. It's an ISO, AI Michael. Pop that shit cause I could back it. Got my dick in the throat, watch your back.